Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Elizabeth McLaughlin is joining us live this morning from the Pentagon. U.S. troops, Elizabeth, are somewhat on lockdown, right?
Yeah, that's right, Susan. Thanks for having me. We're seeing unprecedented measures by the Pentagon at this point, trying to stop this virus from spreading within U.S. troops who are not just, you know, overseas, but here at home. So they are ordering everyone, service members, contractors, civilian personnel and their families to stop traveling for 60 days. And that really is, again, to make sure troops who are deploying or coming back from deployments, they're heading to exercises, they're not transmitting the virus in a way that the U.S. military can't keep track of. And frankly, the military is not great when it comes to social distancing. You think about sailors on ships and submarines, army soldiers in a tank. These are not places where you can really implement those CDC guidelines. And so right now you're seeing the Defense Department really do more to make sure this doesn't overtake everything.
Are there any numbers of military members testing positive for the virus?
Yeah, there are already more than 200 service members across all the services who have tested positive. There are additional family members, dependents, civilians, contractors. So it really is starting, you're really starting to take its toll. And really it's looking for those pockets that are hotspots. So right now, the Navy in San Diego is certainly seeing a high number of cases. And we're really watching the USS Roosevelt, which is an aircraft carrier in the, it just was in Vietnam. It's been at sea for about 2 weeks now, but they just had three confirmed cases on board. And we just learned overnight five more sailors have been confirmed to have that virus. And again, that's a huge problem. You have 5,000 people on an aircraft carrier and nowhere to go. Very hard to quarantine people and isolate them. So they're trying to take them off the ship and take preventative measures to get those people tested. But those are the situations you have to be particularly concerned about. Other cases are there's been a Marine in the Pentagon confirmed to have the virus, and we're now starting to see people in basic training, a soldier at Fort Jackson in South Carolina. So lots of cases that we're tracking here and there, and this stop movement order is really, I think, aimed at reducing people going into exercises, training, the deployments. There are, of course, going to be some exceptions to that rule, but really, how do you mitigate the spread of the virus?
Right. I mean, and that aircraft carrier, it's just reminiscent of the cruise ships, too. Now, you talked about the stand-down order, but what about, I mean, we know the National Guard is being deployed, the Army Corps of Engineers. We've got those naval hospital ships that are going to L.A. and New York, right?
Yeah, so it's exactly. At the same time, you have DOD trying to protect itself, and they're trying to respond and support the wider response. So just like you said, the Mercy is expected to arrive in Los Angeles tomorrow. The Comfort will be in New York City in April. And then right now you have the major response to the field hospitals, which is really the next thing we're tracking late this week. We expect one to go to Washington State and to New York. Those come with Army personnel as well. So you have those individuals who need to protect themselves and their families in the force, but they also want to respond to their local communities and help those. You mentioned the National Guard. We're now tracking almost 11,000 Guard personnel who have been deployed across all 50 states, and more than two dozen of them have been had confirmed cases of coronavirus. So it is an enormous risk to these individuals who are trying to also help the states.
Elizabeth, thank you for the update. Have not heard a lot about the military, and now we just have Elizabeth McLaughlin live at the Pentagon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.